You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, no, I think it'd be included.
I mean, the whole boycotting Asian shops and all that stuff, though, I don't know about all that stuff, personally.
Why though?
I'll go to my local Asian man shops and like, bargain, boss man, yeah. Okay, yeah, brother, what's going on?
If
yeah,
you had cool. a choice between the two, what would you support?
Depends on what they're selling and what they're offering.
Exactly. So exactly the same products.
But it's giving me the better service.
Okay.
That's what I'm there.
Wait, when it comes to food?
Anything.
Or, just anything.
Or just service in general?
Anything. Who's giving me the better service?
To be honest,
black, isn't
it? No, to be honest, yeah, it's like, it doesn't mean anything.
I've never seen
to
a
me.
Difference. Let me not lie to you.
It's a shop's a what shop.
Obviously, it's nice to put into your own community, but I've never like looked at it like, man's putting it into the Asian man pocket. If I buy something, it's because I want it. At the end of the day.
But then again, you could say that's where we're going wrong.
Why?
Because, like, I can't lie, I watch a lot of, like, mafia stuff, yeah, and see them, man, yeah. If they know like their uncles, cousins, whatever is selling chickens, they need some chickens. They're gonna go buy it from him. You know what I mean? Like keeps their money circulating, which is something that we don't do. But then again, we don't own nothing. So maybe. how many black owned businesses do you have to have like the actual pick of the little like right, cool? Like that's a black business, that's a black business, that's a black business, that's a black business. I'm gonna go to the best one.
Well, look at Nipsey Hussle you know what I mean? Thing. He owns a whole lot.
What? Yeah, but people support it if you got it.
Yeah.
We live in an area where not everything's black.
True.
I mean, not all the supermarkets are black. It's rare we got one.
We have one, I think.
Yeah. Oh, well, Conan's, yeah.
As in one but publicized one.
You're not going to go
but
from
not the
east
only one.
To go to their shop. I'm just going to go to my local
Asian
shop.
Asian man owns that one. Huh? We're in partnership with an Asian man. Anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Is it? They're just the face.
Yeah.
Oh, they own a percentage, right? Of it,
they own, they're definitely own a percentage. They own 5%.
Something small, anyway. That's why I know.
Oh, you would think they own the whole thing the way they're like, they, no. You know what I mean?
Better than nothing, though, isn't it?
Now this is where we go wrong because now we're belittling what they own. It's like,
yeah,
how about we just be happy that they got something?
Yeah.
This is where we get into it. We're nitpicking that. Oh, but do you own the whole shop though?
Yeah,
you don't even own the whole shop. You can't even tell me now.
To own the whole thing, but why don't they own the whole thing? Because they had a whole restaurant in Croydon. What happened to the restaurant? It just closed after COVID. So they have enough money to do something with it, but they're not doing anything. They're trying to, I don't know what that business is.
Well, look at Nala's, like Nala's baby.
They own 25%.
That's good, yeah.
Of the supermarket. Yeah.
It's all right. It costs a lot of money to make a successful business.
I mean, it's progress, bro.
I hear it, but then how did the Asian man get the money for the supermarket versus them who's been in the business, music business for years on end?
A lot of hand-me-downs.
You remember the black ball with the labels and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying?
You think so?
Yeah.
I just genuinely think it's just generational.
They didn't make no money out of the music.
Just pass me downs, isn't it? Pass me downs.
Captain Conan made money out of
it. No,
they had the UK on lock for a bit.
Bro, you don't watch their thing, but they even said they didn't make money like that.
They didn't make no money.
They obviously they made bread.
They might not currently make money, but they have made money.
Yeah, but...
So with that money, they've used it to invest into the businesses that they own.
Didn't they get like Jeremiah like features?
Well, that's the labels. The labels own that.
Still, like, they're getting royalties.
I mean,
what royalties? They ain't got no royalties out of that.
People ain't streaming their music no more.
No, what was
it? Do you?
I don't listen to Krypton.
They ain't getting no royalties out of that, but labels got that, man.
Okay, then you can say this as well, yeah. What fan base would you want? A white fan base or a black fan base?
A white fan base.
There you go, then.
Wait, why? And you know, wait, don't just. Let's slow down because we're not just going to say and move on.
Yeah, move on. Yeah. Why?
Why would you want?
Because
white people spend money, bro. White people spend money, fam. Now, you go to any of these artist concerts, yeah?
What, and we don't?
Not as much as white people.
What are you wearing right now?
What?
What labels are you wearing right now?
What do you want labels?
What Jordan. Labels are you wearing right now?
Some Jordans, mm-hmm. Ralphie. Forgot where I got these from.
She cooked you, man.
What?
Okay, so you spend
say,
money
bro.
Then, yeah?
No, yeah. I never said black people don't spend money.
You just, what?
No, I said white people spend more money. That's what I meant to say.
Okay, they spend more, but we spend a lot of money.
Okay.
I think.
But I got asked, what would I rather, a white fan base or a black fan base, yeah? If I had to pick between the two and I'm an artist, am I saying this as an artist?
Whatever product you want to sell.
Yeah.
Nah, white people.
What would you be selling, would you be selling music?
Oh, no, whatever, man. I don't know, innit? But listen, white people spend money, way more money than black people. That's what I'm going to say, innit? I mean, trust me. When they want to spend some money, they'll spend that money.
I kind of disagree with you on that. We black people are into consumerism in a way that you have no idea. Like, that's why I asked you, what are you wearing? we care about labels, we care about what it looks like, we care about all of that stuff. Proper, I'm not going to say proper, but a certain type, a certain class of white person, you wouldn't even know they're a millionaire. So you can't say that.
Facts. Yeah. Okay. But we spend money in an obvious way. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're spending their money in ways that you're not seeing.
So then you're saying, if you were a rapper, what would you, what fan base would you rather? If I were you, I'd say the urban, as they like to put it, community. Because we would be the people, as much as I'm not saying no one else comes out, but we are the people that would buy the merch, that would go out and go to all their concerts and do all of this stuff, because we care about what things look like, other than...
I disagree.
You disagree?
I'm not going to lie. There's been enough times that I've always tried to find the cheapest option in buying like a ticket to a concert that's a black or not.
Fair enough.
I'm always going to try to find
but
the cheapest.
But it's not because they're black, though. It's just
I'm just cheap.
Just in general, yeah.
No, I'm not trying to get them... I'm not trying to pay retail value for something. I'm always going to try to find a loophole or a backdoor thing, just because I just don't want to spend the money on it.
I think we all do that.
It's like a common nature, isn't it?
Everyone does it.
But what he's saying, I can relate to. Cause I would want to have a white fan base, because I know that they are more unwilling to venture out to see me.
Yes.
Like, you will go Germany to go see an artist. Like, did you or did you not go Germany to go see Vibes?
Yeah, I did.
What were the demographics that was there?
Predominantly black, you know.
So
but
yeah,
that's yeah, but not
it's
yeah.
Vibes Cartel. What were you expecting?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm about to say. That's Vibes. Like, that's certain artists, yeah, in our community can do that, where you go to their concert and it's all us lot. It's our community, yeah.
Mm.
But like, the way I was thinking about it is, right, like, oh, cool, I'll take the rap game, innit? Because it's a lot of hip-hop, yeah. Go to a Drake concert, yeah, and let's... You listen to Drake here a little bit, got a couple songs, Drake, can we say that? You go to his concert, yeah, is it predominantly white people or black people there? And his tickets are mad pricey. Like, you're spending at least £400-£500 for some cheap seats.
Yeah, you're going to catch most of the suburban kids there.
Exactly, that's what I'm trying to say. So, the white, as it's like a fan base, the white people are going to come to your show, spend money, more money than black people, that's what I'm saying. But I'm not saying we don't, but... on an average basis, that like, your white fan is going to spend more money than your black fan. So I'm saying. But then again, like, to get there, you need the... If you're a black artist anyway, you need the culture to support you.
So. Mm.
You'll be able to speak on this anyway.
I think the only one...
This is what you do.
I think the only one I would say, yeah, that got a good fan base that's predominantly black is NBA. Really and truly. And you went to his concert.
Yeah, so, you went Las Vegas and that.
Yeah, that was exactly. Nice.
So, you're so funny, know, yeah, when it comes to like music and artists and that. White people just support whatever's moving. They don't even know the artist like that. They just hear of the artist and just want to go because everyone talks about the artist.
It's popular, isn't it?
Where black people want to be more in touch with the artist, like as a character, before they support them.
Mm.
That's what I've seen anyway in my years in the music industry.
We control culture.
We're trendsetters, but we don't control it. We are trendsetters, but we don't gain from it.
Yeah, we don't get. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
Well, talking business wise, yeah, but in terms of like, I think our culture decides what's popular, in my opinion.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I mean?
Hmm.
That to get to that level where white people are now saying, "Oh yeah, that's nice, I want to go there," it's because it's popular in our community first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then once they get to like a certain level, it's like take Dave for example, bro, but everyone cusses his thing now. Oh, his music now is shit, da 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 da. But back in 2016, 17, like, I don't know, like, everyone I was around was bumping Dave. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That's a prime example. Like, you listen to Dave now.
People just don't like change, innit? They don't like the unknown. They want people to remain the same.
Mm.
And people evolve.
There's bare examples, bro. Take Stormzy, bruv.
Boy.
You might listen to Stormzy.
But that's what it's like. We can say that when artists, when artists go commercial, you lose
the hunger.
You lose, yeah, you lose the essence of what got guys onto you in the first place. You know what I mean? But when you go
talk about it's different.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like you said about what's it, Kendrick Lamar, you're like, bruv, I don't care about all this.
It all got money now, once you've got certain money, they're doing other avenues, isn't it?
But why don't you care about all the psychological stuff, as you put it?
For me?
Yeah, for Kendrick.
What, do you want me to speak specifically about Kendrick?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Nah, you see, I don't have a problem with Kendrick, yeah. My thing is, yeah, with like his type of music and rap, yeah, is like, ah, cool. You're trying to preach to man. Calm, do that. But do it over some nice 808s, bro. Like, come on, bro. You know what I'm saying? The beats. That's my opinion. Like, you can have a message, yeah, but make it sound nice, bro. It's the same thing with Dave. Like, bro, man's picking some beats, bro. Like, come on. You know what I mean? Like, you're making music at the end of the day. It's supposed to sound nice, no? You know what I mean?
But
I mean,
they're on a grown thing, innit? If you listen to the album properly, I think there was one of the albums talk about a girl or something when she's going through something, innit?
Yeah, but why
you
can't
gotta, you... gotta be in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but why can't you do that over a nice 808, bro? Mm.
As I said.
Do you know what it is? Because you're young, innit? That's why, man.
What do you mean I'm young, bro?
It is, man. You're young, man.
You want to get jiggy to some Kendrick Lamar.
I get what you're
club.
On.
They ain't no Kendrick Lamar in the club, bro.
Yeah.
We're all the same.
Have they ever put Kendrick Lamar in the club except for...
No, we're not.
They not like club, man.
No, we're definitely not.
Speak to yourself.
You lot are stretching it, bro. You know what I mean? I'm a grown man, fam.
But hey, let's run through the intro anyway, man.
Mandem Link Up Show. The host, MYTHMANE. DK. Docs. Kizzle. Rochelle. Behind the camera. Behind the scenes. You can't see her, but she's present. You want to state yourself?
Introduce yourself, girl.
My name is Martha.
Martha.
That's my name.
That's welcome the name to the show, Martha.
Hello, Martha.
Welcome.
Welcome.
We greet you. We come in peace.
Like food-wise?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I am the sole provider. So.
Oh, you do all the cooking?
Yeah. Don't you start.
She is the kitchen. That's what she's trying to tell you.
Don't you start.
She is the kitchen.
Yeah, I do.
Everything.
Yeah.
So you swear?
Swear.
That's long.
He's laughing for different reasons, but yeah.
Why are you laughing?
No, nah, I know what she's cooking for Christmas and that still.
What are you making?
What are you making?
Oh, let's...
No, we're here now. We're here now, we're stuck at the red light. What are you making? That's not green yet.
Okay, so...
I don't hear turkey, by the way.
Huh?
I don't hear turkey.
No, I don't eat turkey. I don't like it.
Even hear that.
Come on, man. She's black, bro.
That doesn't mean anything. A lot of black people eat turkey because it's traditional. So, curry goat, oxtail. Not chicken nuggets.
Wait.
Rice chicken and peas, mac and cheese, all of that stuff, as well as traditional roast potatoes, stuffing, etc. Yeah, but I'm not a fan, but everyone else is.
That's not what
honey
you told
roasted,
me,
to be precise.
I hope there's no pork.
I got told, and you told me, yeah.
Let me just give you guys some context.
You told me chicken nuggets,
yeah?
I'm cooking chicken nuggets.
Let me give you some context. My family just messaged me saying, oh, what are we having? Rosh, what are you making? So I was like, wait, hold on. Why is it always me? And then I was like, you know what? I was talking to Manny and I was like, I'm just going to give them chicken nuggets because they're getting on my nerves. I didn't actually mean it.
Oh, she meant that.
Boy, your back must be heavy, man. Everyone's on you.
Always.
See how the people be coming on your team still on the TikTok and that.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You get me?
Yeah. Viral prince. You're basically
a
viral prince.
Celebrity. Some gems.
Celebrity now, man. Some celebrity.
No, really not. I'm really not. I just... Now,
man. Can't even go Tesco's and whatnot.
You're reaching. Do you know what it is, yeah? That day, a lot was said and it just made zero sense to me. So I had to say what I needed to say.
Shame. What you said made sense. It made a lot of sense.
I will resonate with it.
What were you saying, DK? Chat to us, man. You just come back from a trip as well.
Or Vegas?
Yeah, talk to us about Vegas, man.
You want the long story or the short story?
The whatever story that gets us to the destination.
So obviously, I went Vegas, yeah. I only went for the Young Boy show.
Little Gen Z. Gen Z.
For
the older folks like me that don't really hear me. That's a young man thing. Young boy, NBA young boy.
No, I listen to him still. I
listen
to him.
He's
cold.
He's
cold.
He's
got one or two shoes.
You are a grown ass man. Okay?
Nah, he's cold, man.
Listen,
cold.
Young boy's the GOAT, man. But that's another conversation for another day.
Nah, it's Lil Durk still, but go on, carry on.
Yeah, it's another conversation. Yeah. Anyways, I went to Vegas. I'm trying to think how to articulate this story. Like, yeah, Vegas is a mad place. I can't lie. So my place, bro.
Talk to us
obviously,
about scenery, bro.
The scenery. Oh. So touchdown, rental and that. I was vexed, yeah, because I can't lie. I wanted a GLE. But as soon as I got there, I already got upsold in it. So I already had that experience. Like spending more money than I wanted to spend. Anyway, it was calm. I'll never drive Range Rover again, though.
Mm.
Cool. First night, we went to Sapphire. If anyone's been to Vegas, you'll know what Sapphire is.
What's Sapphire for the people that don't know?
It's a club.
Okay.
Certain type of club.
A gentleman's club.
There weren't no gentlemen in there.
Oh, sure.
You
know what I mean? Okay.
So is it a strip club?
You say that. Yeah, it was nice. Anyways, like I was trying to be humble in there. Like, just, you know, have my one drink. But I can't lie, they hustle hard over there, bro. They hustle hard, fam. You know what I mean? Like, they just won't leave you alone, innit? Yeah. Mm. I can't go into detail because like YouTube, there's rules. Da, da, da.
How much money did you walk in there with to compare to how much you walked out with?
I'm not disclosing that information.
Ah, okay.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how happy did you leave there?
You know what? I wasn't happy, but I'll do it again.
He was happy then.
He was happy.
Yeah. 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 No, I wasn't happy.
You was touching that 15, boy. You already tell.
Huh?
Oi. That's how mad.
Yeah, that was mad.
That's how they're crazy.
Should I put a kiss on
you? No. Off the Richter scales. Off the Richter scales. Off the Richter scales.
Yeah, you said
that's what I meant. 10, that's, what
yeah.
I mean. That's what I meant.
I said 15, yeah. That's
anyways, sure. Yeah. Like, I wasn't happy, but I'll do it again as an experience, innit? You know what I mean?
How much money did you spend?
Bro, I don't know. I just spent money, bro. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Anyway. But the real reason I was out there, like I said, the show was crazy, I can't lie. One thing I will say, you man been in America? Anyone been in America?
No, I've been in America, but I haven't lived the American life.
You ain't never been?
I have, but not that into where you lived it.
Listen, American people are crazy, bro. That's all I say, innit? Like, the girls out there shape bump for no reason. No reason. Nothing be playing, they'll be shaking bum.
They'll be shaking to some gospel.
Bro, it doesn't matter what's playing, bro. They'll find a reason to turn around and shake that. You know what I mean? It don't matter. But the show was crazy, man. If he comes UK, I'm there in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, go.
What's tipping culture like out there? I always say that's like a big thing over there.
Bruv, I left all my tip money in at Sapphire, bruv. No one else got tips on me.
So when you went to like normal restaurants and
I wasn't tipping no one, bruv. You know what I mean?
Would they ask
it's
me?
Included in the bill, is it not?
Oh, is it?
But you can ask to not, you here can say you don't have to pay.
Here you can.
Oh, over there it's mandatory.
I think it is. Oh, wow.
Nah, it's not mandatory. They just look at you like you're.
Oh, so
yeah.
No. Yeah.
So when you be going out, do you tell them to take it off?
No, I don't.
You pay for it?
Yeah. I do.
I'll take it off.
If it's good service. If it's not, then I'm not paying it.
No, but I can't lie. If you go into a restaurant, that's your job, right? At the end of the day, innit? Like, your job is to take my food from the kitchen, present it to me, and it's warm.
I can't say that.
And it's nice.
You're talking about a basic level. You're just going out to eat. If you're going to a restaurant and it's an experience and you've got good service, bear in mind, I work in the hospitality industry.
Yeah.
I don't like things like that. Okay, like, if I went out on a date with a guy and he didn't tip, and the service was good, I'd look at you sideways.
But you just said, you're going to a restaurant for You said you're going to the restaurant for the experience,
your
character. If you're going there for the experience, you should already know that the customer service is going to be on top 10 anyway.
So then tip.
If you're going to a five-star restaurant, I'm not going to spend anything less than five-star quality, but why do I need to tip you for doing something that...
Is that service 25%, bullet?
Is that 10%?
Yeah, but why am I paying for a service that I'm going to a restaurant that I know is going to be fancy... To be as
might not be
because you have a bespoke experience. So depending where you go, okay, so you're going for the food, yeah? There's that. And then the people within the business is what makes your experience. Mm. So just because you're going there and the food is good, if you have service, you're going to complain about the service, not the food. So if someone's giving you a great service, why would you not give them the tip?
So how about, if I had a great service, but the food was
good? Why is your face so push up?
If I had a great service, but the food was dead, am I meant to tip even though I didn't enjoy my meal? Because I'm going to have to now go get chicken and chips afterwards. I thought it was the quality of the food, so I'm going out for, not the quality of the service.
I feel like you would have...
The service could be rubbish, but the food could be banging.
Hold on. I feel like you'd have a problem if you went out with a guy and they decided to take the...
I would put the tip
no
on.
No matter what.
So would you have a problem, if you was out with a guy, you went... Took you to a place and he used coupons to pay.
What? Your guy mad. Your guy mad.
I'm just saying, say he went to a restaurant,
slapping.
And he had vouchers for the restaurant. Slapping. And he still tipped though. He still tipped. Yeah, we'd have a problem with that.
Walk off.
Sorry, I wasn't listening to you because he was doing it. Yeah, so he gave.
I'm just saying, you went out with a guy on a date, because you mentioned it, He used like some coupons or some vouchers to pay for a portion of the bill and he still tipped. What, do you have a problem with that?
First date or just...
No, just whatever, man. Don't matter. You've been dating him. I don't know, like third date. Whatever.
No. First date. First date. And I want to hear both your opinions.
Crazy.
Now, your face is already saying it.
No, I'm actually trying to think sensibly here. But...
presented it.
Go on, yeah, like, speak up.
Let's say if you had a 2-for-1 voucher.
Excuse me, can I use my 2-for-1 voucher?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Let's say he's waving at the waiter. The waiter's been ignored.
It's a 5-star restaurant.
No.
5-star restaurants won't give you 2-for-1 anything.
Go on voucher on Groupon, I'm telling you, yeah?
Okay, fine, 5-star. But if you're talking Michelin star or Rosettes, you're not getting that. You don't get any discounts. You're just coming with your wallet and that's it.
Okay, but let's say if he was to get... have a discount on these restaurants. Well, what's the problem?
No.
A discount in what respect? Because then he knows someone in the business and he's got a discount.
You don't have a Tesco club card?
It's not the same thing.
Nah. You're going mad, man. You never bought a buy one, get one free item?
That's not the same.
You're going mad.
How?
Where is he taking this? Man, you're getting buy one, get one free.
You're going mad, bro.
Wait, Kizu, you wouldn't use a voucher when you're going to
pay? No, I'm not using no voucher, but you try to validate. I'll use a voucher on McDonald's or stuff like that on Tesco. Nah, bro.
Why won't you pay for the service charge then?
I will pay for the service charge. I always paid for a service charge.
I hear that.
I've always had.
See you still.
Yeah. Come on,
okay,
bro.
Let me flip the question.
Bro.
You're taking a girl out. Come on, yeah. Because you're asking us and trying to hot us. But you are taking a girl out.
I only
ask
you that because
of the tips. Fair enough. But you're taking a girl out. Yeah. Someone that you actually like.
Yeah.
Are you paying with a voucher? And you're trying to impress her?
Nah.
Why?
Why would my boy...
Listen, I can't lie. If I'm being honest, yeah. If I was on that, I'd do it behind her back.
Beforehand and say, I want to use my 2-for-1, make sure you don't talk about it.
You know what's funny, yeah?
You look coward, you know?
Gav brought this up, yeah? He said, yeah, why does it matter about where I take you? You should want to go there because you're with me.
Yes.
That's
what he said.
How I even pay, even if I pay with beats.
Yeah, it should be because you want to go with me.
That's worse.
Because you're never going to know.
You're not a man of integrity if you're
going to know. Rochelle, no. Let me tell you something, yeah? Let me know why. Listen. Why does it matter if he's using his own money or a Deets card?
Trust me,
you're getting paid for a meal. You're not paying for nothing. What's the problem?
I don't deal with teeth.
You don't know that though.
Your belly's full and you've had a good time.
Yeah, no, what I don't know, I can't control. But if I know you're doing something on Deets, me and you can't chat. That's what? Just me. No, because I don't do fraud. Are you for real?
No, but it's not fraud.
It is.
It's not fraud.
Is your name John Smith?
It's free food.
This is Chenny.
If I pay with Deets or voucher, a 75% of voucher, but I'm waving at the waiter, he's ignored me, but he's now come back. I said, I've got a voucher I want to pay with. Are you okay with that?
No.
Why?
I don't like it.
What's wrong with it though?
No.
So back out your card and pay for it.
All right, let me get this straight. Is it the portrayal of the guy who has no money? That's what you don't like? Because if it's down to
that...
It's
embarrassing.
What's embarrassing about it? Your food's paid for.
Exactly. Wow. So what is it? Is it the perception that you have no money, you're looking like a bum? I don't want to be around you because I need to be around someone that has money.
In a 5-star restaurant, a man has taken out a voucher to use on dinner.
Nah.
Think about how that already looks.
That's crazy.
Bear in mind, you have digital stuff, so you can scan it. Yeah, QR code.
If you girls accept that, I hope he cheats on you because that's a mad thing.
Let's be honest here.
That's a mad thing.
Let's be honest here. In the real world, like, I'm not saying I wouldn't be on that, but I'll do it behind the back.
Yeah.
So like the bill comes.
Right.
Do you know what? I'd rather you just be humble rather than you trying to impress me, taking me to some big old whatever. Take me for what you can afford if you are the person to pay. If you can't afford it and you say, look, Rosh, can we split? Fine.
You would split.
I don't have an issue with money, you know.
In a 5-star restaurant, wouldn't mind splitting.
Like, you think I leave my house with no money? If I don't have money, I'm not going. Because if he turns around and tells me I ain't paying for you, then what?
So what? If a man says he wants to use a voucher because you can't afford to pay with cash outright and he wants to just come in his meal.
What's wrong with dishes? If I have the money, I'm paying for myself. If you don't, that's your business.
I don't think it's the money.
So if he couldn't pay for himself, you just leave him stranded there in that restaurant?
Whoever initiated the date the first time, must pay.
That don't make sense. Why are you going to go to a 5-star and you don't have no money?
No, why would you take anyone out if you
ain't got money? Take me where you can afford.
But if you got
every 5-star I've been to, I'm paying straight. I'm like, yeah.
I think we're looking at the 5-star, yeah? But it's about, like, Gabs has said, it's about the person that you're going with.
Yeah,
it's about
the experience
of the person. So I personally, as much as that's nice, I don't care. But just make sure that you're living within your means. Don't take me somewhere that you can't afford and then for the rest of the month, you're living on baked beans and toast.
Like, this conversation went left. I wasn't even talking about fat. I was like, calm little vats.
Yeah.
No, I'm just here. I'm walking up to the counter.
And you're using a voucher.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Sure, I'm a frugal man.
Okay, let's say you're in a relationship, yeah, and your man just said, yo, voucher. What, you're going to look at him differently?
That's different, though. You've already established your boundary line. Yeah, you know each other. Commitment. Like, it's completely different. If I don't know you, and the first thing you're doing is coming out with vouchers, is a bit...
No, but like I can't talk for these, man, innit? But like I said, I would hide it. Like I said, like...
Why are you hiding it if you're not ashamed?
I'm not ashamed, bro, but
you are.
Can I land?
Go on, bro.
Cool, we'll just ask both of you, like, yeah? Oh, if a man whipped out a voucher, how you not feel?
That's how different you stand on business.
Anyway. Exactly, because me being a frugal man, I'm being a frugal man one, yeah? I've took her on a nice date, we've enjoyed our time.
And you don't want us to see that?
And I've saved some money. Yeah, you don't need to see that.
So then, if that's your conviction and you're standing on business, then stand on it and say, I'm paying with a voucher in front of her then and see how far you get.
Yeah, facts.
Hell yeah.
I need to do that.
Why?
I'm not hiding.
That's being a coward then, isn't it?
No, it's not being a coward.
Of course it is. You're saying I'm standing on business behind closed doors.
I think you like stretching it.
So let me get this straight, yeah? So money does matter on the first date then?
Boy, money been mattering.
It been mattering, it does matter.
That's what I'm hearing from the both of you. Money matters.
Money's been mattering.
It does matter.
So much as we say, oh, we look for the person and the...
If a man's asking a woman out for a date, it does matter. You can't go there and a man's broke.
Brother.
That's mad, bro.
If he had a voucher.
But forget the voucher, bro.
A discount.
Forget the discount.
Off.
Discounts only for like
Sainsbury's
or Marks and Spencer's and that.
New Year special, Christmas special, discount. What, we can't go there because they're doing discounts? What are we saying right now?
What do you mean?
You know restaurants, sometimes they got like a Christmas special, like 20% off.
That's different though. Yeah, I'm talking about five star. I'm talking about Crazy Bear, flipping, what's it, Hakkasan and all that.
They don't do discounts.
No, I know they don't do discounts. I've been there. I know they don't do discounts.
I'm saying, right?
I've been Hakkasan. Don't. I've been hella restaurant. My thing's different.
If I'm being honest, here,
hella five stars,
there's
bro.
There's nothing wrong with it. Yeah.
If there's nothing wrong with it, why are you hiding it? You're not answering my question.
Like I just said,
you not pushed up your face at the voucher thing, yeah?
But if you're so confident in your thing, you shouldn't care if my face is pushed up or not.
Exactly.
See what you're doing now, yeah?
You're moving like G-Man, you know? That's some G-Man thing.
Don't try to piggyback with her thing, yeah? Listen, you're trying to gaslight me right now.
I'm not gaslighting you at all.
You're trying to gaslight
me. I'm not gaslighting you at all. You're saying that you are standing on business.
Yeah.
And you will pay with a voucher and that's what you believe and that's your conviction.
Yeah, but I said from the jump I'd hide it.
But you're hiding it. Yeah, but what? I know you said that. I'm not disputing that. But you're hiding it. Why?
Cool. Okay. We're on the first date, right? Still in the feel out period of whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're a frugal woman, bro. You might be a woman that likes to dash money everywhere, fam. What's that got to do with what you do? What do you mean?
What's that got to do with what you do?
All I'm saying is, I'm not showing up, yeah.
He's not dancing around, just spinning.
I'm not spinning nothing yet. I'm just saying that. I don't need to do that.
If I was going to date with a girl and I knew I had a discount, I'll let her know, listen, man's got the discount thing. Man got the voucher.
And then
that's
what
we're doing.
That's it.
I ain't got time for all of that.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Why
shaking your head?
Why hide it?
Hypothetically, I'm not saying I'm...
But the thing is, I'm not saying that in the sense where I'm taking her somewhere that's above my means because I wouldn't do that anyway. I'm saying...
Then why are you using the voucher then?
Because I'm a frugal man.
You don't need to be there. Go somewhere else.
Like I said, I could be
in context of a five-star restaurant, whatever it is.
I'm not talking
about you're going to. If you're pulling out a voucher, you don't need to be there. Go somewhere else. There's plenty of other places that are cost-effective that will do the job.
Can I ask you a question then? When is it acceptable to use a voucher on the first date? What can we use a voucher?
It's not. Your guy is mad. It's not.
Wait, hold on.
You know it's not.
Hold on.
It's not. It's not. You know it's not.
Two for one bowling, but I can't use that. 2-for-1 bowling? No?
Love that.
We can't use a voucher on 2-for-1 bowling? Catering classes?
I don't need to know that you're doing that.
Go karting?
If you want to do that,
No.
Don't let me know.
I heard. I heard, yeah. I know you're trying, but I heard. Yeah, same. But I didn't contradict myself. So wait, just throw it out there.
Both of you would rather the man hide it on the first date.
I never said that. I said, if you're going to do it, stand on your business and do it.
And I agree with you. And you feel that the man should hide it?
In some instances, yeah.
Why?
Because I don't need to see that. If it's about finances, deal with your finances yourself. That's
would
fine.
Would that put you off the person that you're on a date with?
It depends on what it is. Like I said, in context of a 5-star restaurant or whatever it is, yeah, don't pull out a discount, whatever it is, coupon. I don't need to see that. But anything else is fine.
But the voucher looks mad, you know. Imagine listen, pulling out a voucher and looking paper.
No, hold on.
I'm just picturing the voucher coming out like this. Yeah. Listen.
I know, man, that I've done the shard thing on a budget. You know what I'm saying? Done the sharding on a budget. Where I say, like, they go shard, yeah, but apparently, I've never been shard in it, yeah. So this is all, like, what I've been told. Have you been shard?
Have you been shard?
Have you been shard? Did you go with your girls?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, I got told this, yeah. I can't lie. It was so funny. It blew my mind, didn't it, yeah? Anyways, like, one of my brethren, Jay, told me, yeah, like, I've done the sharding, but I've done it, like, calm. So like, apparently they offer service here where you can go there, like you don't have to get food, or like you can just get starter and like just go there for like little drinks. So like you can go there with your girl, your date, whatever. They can still get their pictures. It's nice. You're in a nice fancy like da 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 for the Insta stories, whatever. Mm. Boom boom boom. You can do that. Tell them like it's your girl's birthday. They'll come bring you some free bubbly, bro. You know what I'm saying? You're spending. I think you told me you spent like 70 something pounds for sure.
And he had a good experience, right?
He had a good experience.
Was she satisfied? Was she happy?
She was over the moon, bro.
No complaints. She's even looking over the Thames, dirty water, bro.
Can I ask you, lady, a question?
Yeah.
Do you not go places just for the
aesthetic?
Yeah. Because I feel like a lot of girls, I might be wrong, I feel like a lot of you girls don't actually care. You just want the scenery to look nice so you can take a picture, show your friends that, and that, look where I'm at. Like, so do you not actually care if it looks visually nice, or is it the food, or what do you not care about?
For me, it's both. I like to have nice food and a nice scenery as well. So,
likewise. Remember, I work in the industry, so there's certain things that I like. I like to go. I have like a list of places that I want to go because of the industry that I've worked in and still am working in. So it's completely different for me. But I am aware that females like the aesthetic and the gram and whatever. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I would never shame anybody for that. Yeah. I'm a foodie though. I like food.
That's all about
that. Just rewinding, yeah. That whole like shard and the budget thing.
Mm.
Yeah, would you have a problem with that if a man done that?
Would you, like, in what respect? How would it play out?
What do you mean? He took you on a date there and he's done that.
And he said, I don't have an issue with however you pay, yeah? Mm. My thing is that if you're going to start hiding things, that's what I don't like. Because then it's later down the line that I'm seeing, if I don't like it in general, for example, let's say I hate all of that stuff,
mm-hmm.
yeah? I want to see it now. Don't hide it from me. And then I fall in love with this image of you. And then 6 months later down the line, now you're showing, oh yeah, so babes, it's 20% off if we go there at 3 o'clock.
Man,
everyone has their preference. I'm giving you an example.
That's some Julius. You know, everybody hates Chris and that.
Yeah, but
all that stuff.
I bet you, it's a TV program, right? He's always been that way. So she fell in love with the fact that he's always been that way. It's not like he bamboozled you, but unbeknownst to you, all these pretty places he's been taking you, he's been getting deets or discounts or whatever. Yeah. If that's not what you like, my thing is, do not lie. Never lie. If that's who you are, stand on it. Why are you showing a fake side to yourself? You know, which is what I was saying to you, DK. It's fake if you're going to hide behind it.
But this reminds me of what G-Man was talking about the girls that he sees and attracts here that always just want money, or go to all these luxury places and that. So if he's attracting these girls and he's on a budget thing, he's like, all right, cool, I'm going to get this discount.
Then.
This, like,
no, but you know what it is with G-Man, yeah? He's not telling them the truth, innit? You know what I'm saying?
So he's doing what DK is doing.
Yeah, yeah. You're not standing on business. You know what I'm saying? Man's doing the voucher thing.
Okay, it's
either you like it or not. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Well, either you like it or not. Now, you can duck out, innit?
What have you got to say to Rochelle, DK?
One, don't ever put me in a box with you, man, ever again. Big man team, don't f***ing do that. Yeah. Two.
Shout out G.
Yeah, shout out G, man.
Shout out G,
shout
man.
Out Steve.
Shout out Albino
Squad. Anyways, yeah. Cool. We're basically what we're saying is, yeah, don't act. Yeah, don't portray yourself to be one way when, cool. First date, yeah, you won't show up with no makeup on, would you? Because that's how you wake up in the morning, right?
Huh?
What? What did you say?
Pardon?
I said dark. What?
I thought you said shark.
Shark.
What did you say?
I said first date, yeah, with a man. You met a man, first date. Would you show up? No makeup on. How you wake up in the morning?
Show up.
Oh, show up. Bro, oh.
As if, would you attend the date word. With no makeup on?
Yeah.
No.
How you?
Myself,
no.
Personally, no.
There you go. Right, case closed.
No, you can't.
What? Yes, I can. You can't put the two explain. In the same
yes,
bracket.
Yes, I can. Yes,
no,
I can.
You cannot.
Yes, I can. Because now on the line, yeah, you've come to the date, yeah? Cake cut, you look nice, you look good, yeah? But when we're together now, yeah, I turn over in the morning, and now what? You got no makeup on, and this is how you look.
Mm.
It's not the same
yes,
thing.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
In my opinion, it is.
No, it's not.
It is. You're faking.
No, whoa. It's not. Do you know why? Because when someone puts on makeup, you know it's makeup. When someone takes you on a date and hides the coupon, you don't know that they're doing that.
Matter,
completely different things.
It doesn't matter.
What?
No. Sorry.
I've
gone out with someone, yeah.
You don't understand what foundation is.
No. I've gone out with someone where, yeah, when the makeup's gone, other ethnicity that like, is mad. It's like, whoa, what the hell? How many contours and stuff you had on? Like, yo, it's mad. Like, let's be real.
Okay, fair enough.
There's some people, when you take off the mask,
you're talking
the
about
mask
people
is real.
That distort their face and whatever, whatever, fine. Yeah, but what you have said and what you're trying to compare it to is two completely different things.
I don't think so.
Of course it is.
Because at the end of the day, the essence of what we're talking about is, yeah, portraying yourself on me and you're another way. The thing is, to me, the coupon thing, that's not even like portraying one thing.
That makeup is not hiding. You can see that someone's wearing makeup, correct? Yeah, you can see when someone's wearing makeup.
It's extreme.
No, but you can, even if it's extreme, you can see it, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, so we can all conclusively say you can see makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. When you're going to pay for a date and you're going and saying, listen, I'm just paying, can I see? And you're hiding it from the person like you said you would.
Yeah.
Can you see that?
It doesn't matter.
So therefore, you can see that I've worn makeup. You know that I'm wearing makeup. You know that.
Don't matter.
When it comes off, it may or may not be, depending on the extremity of the makeup, may or may not be different.
Yeah.
You hiding your financial situation or that you use vouchers, etc., is two completely different things. I'm not disputing your point on the whole makeup situation. What I'm saying is you cannot compare the two.
I disagree. Because one, yeah, cool. Like, this whole scenario is like a first date thing. You're feeling each other. You're in that stage where you're feeling each other out, right?
So basically everyone pretends. They give their best representation
like,
then.
Let's be honest, like, you do make a little bit.
The poster version.
Like, yeah, you're on your best behaviour, innit? Let's be honest. Are we gonna sit here and say?
You're saying you're a frugal person. That's a part of who you are, yeah?
Yeah.
That's like your money wise and you like to plan yourself financially, etc. That's who you are and that's a great thing. Why do you feel like you have to hide that from someone then?
I don't even look at like hiding. Like, I've told you, let's go out on a date, let's go here. How do I pay for it? It's fine.
So then you shouldn't hide. My point has always been you shouldn't hide that.
But why would you want to know how he paid for it in the first place? What business
would I not be there?
No, because I invited you somewhere. Why do I need to tell you?
No, I'm not saying I need to know, but would I not be there when you're paying for it?
No, because why? No, because I can go up, I'm coming back 2 seconds, go to the counter, bing, come back.
Fair enough.
So why do you need to know?
I don't understand why you need to hide it.
But why do you need to know how I pay for it?
Realistically.
It's a date. I'm taking you out. Why do you need to know?
Okay, let's say we were talking about restaurants, yeah? Nine times out of ten, the certain types of restaurants we were talking about, you don't go up to pay.
Yeah, they come to you.
So I am going to know.
Yeah, yeah,
so my thing is, why would you then hide that if I'm sitting in front of you and it's who you are? It's fundamentally who you are.
Because they bring their little thing on the table, you open, you'd be like,
this isn't Nando's, you don't go up to pay.
Yeah, you don't go up still. I want to walk out on one star restaurant, but you don't go up there still.
I don't do five star. I don't do that. If I was going to do it, I'll pay for it. Calm. I'm just talking about casual that you do. I'm saying.
But bear in mind as well, you can get Klarna cars as well. So what are we talking about? Because you can definitely pay a meal.
These guys got
but you can. Well, you can get a Klarna card.
So if a guy pulled out a Klarna card,
will you have a problem with it?
Which one are you choosing out of the three? Voucher, Beats, or Klarna?
What do you mean, Klarna?
You can get the physical Klarna card, though.
That's crazy.
Say it's come up to £100.
Just pay the whole thing.
So I want to know from a female's perspective, which one would you guys choose?
Voucher, Klarna, or fraud?
The formal payment.
I'm choosing voucher. Fraud.
Yeah. So what? Klarna or voucher?
Why is this a conversation?
No, this is mad. I don't know, this is crazy.
The reason why I'm asking is because these services are available and people will use it. So I'm just asking you.
I'm not saying don't use the service. I'm just saying if you're using it, why are you hiding
it? Okay, I'm asking you.
I'm saying if I pull out my Klarna card and you saw it was a Klarna card.
You're saying don't use the service. Why?
Klarna on a meal.
I'm mad. That's what I'm saying. That's crazy.
So you would rather the discount then?
The voucher.
If
I had to choose between all three, the voucher.
But what's wrong with him using a Klarna card? That's like using a credit card. You're going to pay that off anyway.
Yeah, it is credit.
So what's the problem?
It's not the same.
If I pull out American Express, what's that
it's still credit, a Klarna card?
It's not the same.
It's the same thing. You're paying it off at a point of time.
Because you know the way that Klarna is viewed. It's viewed as a system where you use it to, I don't know, pay for clothes or whatever it is, like little things that you just want to pay off in installments.
So what do you think is American Express?
You don't use American Express the same way.
Yes,
I personally don't.
A lot of people use American Express to do their normal day-to-day shopping,
Don't you get your Avios points on there and things like
that? Yeah, a lot of people use it.
It's to benefit me. It's not because, I'll keep that name.
But that's a you perception.
But that's how a lot of people will use that.
But Klarna does benefit you.
Yeah.
If you pay, it does. It's credit. It's a form of credit. It's a line of credit. If you pay it off within the due time, it boosts your credit score.
But the perception behind it is the same thing. You can't afford the thing
that's
that you're
like
paying. American Express is not the same.
Credit card is for people that don't want to pay right then and there. They want to stretch out the payments and pay whenever.
Not necessarily. A lot of people will run up a credit card. Like, they'll get approved for, like, I don't know, 5 bags on their credit card. They ain't got 5 bags, but they got approved for it. They'll run it up like it's not
so
money.
So they can't afford it?
Yeah.
So that's exactly what I just said. They can't afford
it. But I'm saying that they use it. It's not the same. It's not really a credit card and Klarna in terms of perception is that it's not the same.
They are because you're paying it off.
Yeah, but that's
perception. One gives you an option of paying it off in three installments. The other gives you an option of paying it off within four to six.
She's talking about perception. Something like Klarna is aimed at people who don't know how to manage money. That's the whole point of it. So people that don't know how to manage it, that's who it's aimed at.
No, but that's like American Express because you can do payment plans on American Express.
So then that means your mindset credit is based on people that cannot manage money because it's all credit.
Yes.
It's all a line of credit. It's just that the way that you pay it is in three installments that you pay it over time.
Yes.
It depends on whose hands it is.
But generally, a lot of people don't know how to manage money. So when they're using systems like Klarna, they just put anything on it, they leave it or whatever the situation is. With American Express, a lot of people can't get approved for American Express anyway to start with. Exactly. So it's a different type of clientele. And then people will use it for different things. So I personally use it for building up my points so that I can go on flights or upgrade or whatever it is and build my credit. But I'm not using it because, I'll just buy that and pay for it later. That's not how I do it because I've learned how to manage money. But my first credit card, I maxed that out. But I know how to use credit now.
So you wouldn't want him to use American Express at a restaurant?
He can, but it depends on why he's using that American Express.
No, but if he just uses it, it just taps it.
The perception's different.
But even so, you can't get approved for an American Express without good credit.
I'm saying if he does use an American Express to pay for the meal, what's the problem?
There's nothing wrong with that, but Klarna.
That's what I was about to say. As long as
there's a way you need to pay things. No. Pay for fuff.
What we're talking about here is the perception of it. That's what the discussion is.
Okay, so if I use my debit card.
Let's do that again.
No, but I'm saying, because I'm trying to view it in real life terms. The waiter comes through. I got my debit card, I got my credit card. Tap.
He's doing that thing.
You're going to look at me now.
He's doing that thing again.
The meal's being paid for. What's the problem? You know, and then this is what I'm trying to say. What is the problem? If I use my debit card or credit card, but the meal's getting paid for, so what? Because the whole thing was, you said that you'd rather the guy use the discount, or the voucher instead of
out of the free options.
Okay,
yeah.
Now if you remove the Klarna out and you got the discount or you got the American Express, which one would you want him to use?
The American Express.
All right, then. So what's the problem?
No, because it's why it's the reason that he's using it.
But what does it mean to you, though? So if you use a debit card, you're going to view him a different way. If he gets declined...
No, I won't. But at the end of the day...
So if his debit card gets declined and you have to pull out the credit card and it gets approved, are you going to look him differently then? What are we saying now?
That's so embarrassing.
I know, but I'm saying, if he knows that he can't pull it on his debit, so he uses credit, you don't know his finances.
It's the same thing. Debit, credit card, it's the same thing, man.
Imagine getting declined.
Decline is crazy.
I'll pull out. You might never been declined on the day,
fam. I'm pulling out a stack for some chewing gum,
bro. I don't have a credit card.
Miss.
You not?
No, why would I? I don't need
that. No, you should get
one. I love a credit card still.
That's good to build a credit, man.
Don't jump on the credit card.
I live within my means, that's it.
But yeah,
I
can't lie. Exactly.
The solution to.
You can live within your means and have a credit card.
I know, but I just don't need it.
Yeah. So then how do you build your credit then? There's other ways, but how do you do it?
Debits, direct debits.
Yeah. Like
that doesn't build your credit, really.
It does. If you don't mess up payments and that.
Yeah, but minimal. It takes a long time.
Yeah.
I got direct
debits. Versus a credit card.
Credit card is the easiest way to build your credit.
Especially if you're looking to get a mortgage and things like that.
I swear that.
Yeah, 100%. I told everyone this, bro. What you spend on your debit, to spend it on a credit card, the exact same spend,
and then pay it right back.
And pay it off. You're not spending any more money than what you would have on your debit. You know what I mean? And even then, it's like, it's what's the right terminology? Like, it's opportunity cost, isn't it? You know what I mean? So like, obviously, depending on how much money you got, yeah, but if you spend on a credit card all month, yeah, you've got your money that's sitting in your account. So you can just make interest on that rather than it like going, getting reduced over time, like £20 there, £50 there, you just pay it on a credit card. Then you've got that whole stack all there all month. You're getting interest on that, you pay off your credit card and then you get your money again, which is like 9 to 5, how often you're getting paid in it? You know what I mean? So I would say, yeah, nah, you should probably get a credit card. But either way, like back to the conversation, the solution is to let him pay for it. Don't matter how it's happening, isn't it? You've enjoyed your date, you've had a nice time, don't worry about how he's paying for it. You know what I mean? Because if I borrowed money from my brethren, yeah, would you want me to tell you that? Since we're so honest.
Yeah, but be honest. Well, and so if you're to say to me, or to the girl, for example, I'm going on a date with you, but I've had to borrow the money from my friend.
Oh my,
I'm going to say to you, wait until you have the money.
Yeah, we're not talking about
that. Can I ask you? No, but I'm saying, yeah, that I'm really addressing her. Because she said that she wants honesty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a man, bro, man's feeling you, innit? I need to take you out. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got the money right now, but I borrowed the money from my bedroom to take you out. Like, wow. No man's going to tell you that, but I'm saying you would want a man to tell you that.
Why are you taking me out if you don't have the money for it?
Because he's feeling you, man.
Yeah, but you can feel me and just be like, listen, I don't have it right now to take you out, but can we plan? Fine, where am I going? If I like you, where am I going?
Listen, no man's doing.
But everyone's screaming. I told the man it's dick girls that actually like you, man.
Yeah.
Guys have been punching above their weight.
Punching guy mad.
I don't even think it's like it's a that thing. It's more like yourself that's perfect.
Like it's pride, I get like that. G-man. But then just
but he's shooting for girls that he literally can't afford more time.
He can't afford,
no,
but...
He can afford,
no, he
can't
just don't want to pay the money.
Yeah, but then he can't afford it.
No, he can, but he
can, trust me.
It's just these girls are just on some next thing, man. They're just...
Let me switch up, yeah.